My friends in Christ, are you saved? Have you ever been asked that question by a fellow brother or sister in Christ? Are you saved? It prompts us to ask the question, what do we mean by salvation in the Catholic vision? What does it mean to be saved? Well, the Greek word sozo means physical healing, but also salvation spiritually. The same word is used for both. And in the ancient world, long before Christ, the word salvation and savior was used on an almost universal sense. So the pagans called upon their gods to save them. A physician, a really good doctor, was referred to as a savior because he could bring healing to your body. And Caesar himself would call himself a savior of the Roman people. So he was to bring salvation to the Roman Empire. That's how he envisioned himself. Obviously for us, Jesus. Jesus is the savior of the world. Jesus is the one who brings us salvation. The word Jesus in Hebrew literally means God saves. And so it is that the angel Gabriel will appear to Saint Joseph in a dream and say, "Do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for she has conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Jesus is our salvation. Jesus saves us from sin and death and brings us home to eternal life with God. The compendium for the church's social doctrine says that we understand salvation in an integral way. So in an integral way means in a full and plenary understanding of what that word means. And they give us three couplets to understand it. They say, first and foremost, we are saved personally, every individual one of us, but we are also saved socially. As a community, God wills to save the church. So my life is saved by Jesus, personally. But so is yours and our community of faith. We are saved by Christ, willed by God to enter eternal life with him, personally and socially. Secondly, we're saved spiritually and corporally, physically. So God saves the soul. When he suffers and dies on the cross, he brings healing to my soul, broken by sin. But we also believe in the resurrection from the dead. We believe that we're touched physically by Christ, who wills to heal us and to save us. And that's why we get out into the world and express that salvation in a physical way. We feed the hungry. We give drink to the thirsty. We visit the sick and the imprisoned. We bury the dead. The corporal works of mercy express the salvation that has come to us. And finally, we understand salvation to be historical, but also transcendent. So Jesus was born in a moment in time. He walked the face of the earth in a particular moment of human history. He works and operates in the world today, right now, through his body, the church, in a very historic way. But he ultimately leads us in a transcendent way to eternal life with the living God. These are all the ways that we are saved, that salvation has come into our lives. In our readings for this weekend, we hear of that integral salvation. St. Peter, in the first reading, is defending himself, having used the name of Jesus to heal a man who could not walk. And suddenly the man is leaping and running around the temple area. And Peter is being accused of doing something wrong. And so he says, if we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely by what means he was saved, then all of you should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ. In his name, this man stands before you healed. So he uses the word sozo, salvation, in a physical way. This man was healed, he was saved. But then he goes on to say, there is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. There's only one salvation. And there's only one name through whom it comes. And it's not Caesar Augustus. It's not the pagan gods. It's not even your physician, however gifted she or he might be. Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is our salvation. How do we gain that salvation? How do we find it? Well, if we listen to the words of Pope Francis in his homily last year on Good Shepherd Sunday, he tells us clearly that we don't find it. It finds us. Pope Francis says, the history of salvation does not begin with us, with our merits, our abilities, and our structures. It begins with the call of God, with his desire to come to us, with his concern for each one of us, with the abundance of his mercy. The Lord wants to save us, he says, from sin and death, to give us life in abundance and joy without end. Jesus came as the good shepherd of humanity to call us and bring us home. The good shepherd seeks us out to give us this salvation. Jesus says in the gospel this weekend, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for my sheep. I had the power to lay it down, and I had the power to take it up again. Jesus comes to us in this moment to save us, to bring us salvation in the blessed sacrament of the Eucharist. And he does that in an intimately personal way. He touches each of us personally, but also socially. He wants to move our community to a deeper faith, to a deeper love, to a deeper hope. He touches us physically in the Blessed Sacrament of the Eucharist, but also spiritually to heal our souls. And finally, he enters this moment of time historically to come into our lives to ultimately bring us home to eternal life with God.